All right, here we are on this Monday morning. This is a time of crisis in this country, and everybody, I think, wants to do what they can to help. And the difficult thing in the last week or so has been figuring out, besides staying at home, what can we do to help? Well, the folks over at Polka Dot Panda in downtown Port Huron found a really productive way to be of service. Joining us right now from the Polka Dot Panda, Tricia Comtois. Tricia, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So you guys usually have a pretty busy operation over there doing alterations, among other things, right?
We absolutely do. We have a little boutique that we also offer alterations, so we're, you know, always busy at the sewing machines.
But your sewing machine's been a little bit different the last few days. What have you been doing?
Absolutely. We have been working with a team of volunteers to produce masks that will be used by healthcare professionals in our area to help protect the N95 masks. We're just stitching away all day long to do all we can to help them stay safe, you know, as much as we can.
That's fantastic. And so many people have been doing this. I mean, you guys have been doing this. A lot of others have as well. These are really needed right now, aren't they?
Absolutely. There's a huge shortage of supply in the masks that they need. This is not a preventable measure, but an extra barrier for them to preserve the N95 masks, and we're just happy that we can step up and help them, you know, stay safe.
How difficult is it to make these masks? Kind of walk us through the process.
Well, originally, you know, when looking into it, we thought, well, this will be a breeze for us. This is what we've been doing, you know, is stitching away, and, you know, they're fairly simple. Time-consuming, we can produce with a team of five, you know, cutting, sewing, ironing, and things like that. We can produce a little over 100 in about 6 hours. So, you know, they do take some time, but we're not going to stop our efforts. We're just going to keep plugging away until they don't need us anymore.
That's fantastic. So how many volunteers have you got? And we talked about this off the air a little bit, kind of hard to keep track because so many people are working on this.
It is. There's all throughout our community and really everywhere. Men and women have stepped up that have the skills to help. And it's the response is overwhelming and unbelievable. So I would say, you know, just in my shop, we have five people daily. We want to also do our part by keeping socially distant and not having too many people here. Everywhere throughout our county, people are stepping up to help make these.
If there is somebody that maybe even independent of you has been working on it, but they're not sure what to do with them, what would you tell them?
Also, they can get the information on our Facebook page, which is under Port Huron Pandas. But the emergency response team in St. Clair County has directed everyone to take their finished products to St. Clair County Tri-Hospital EMS stations. I think there may be some other changes of different locations that they can also drop off coming soon, and we'll update our Facebook page with that information as we receive it.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from those people on the front lines that need these?
That's the reason why we want to keep them safe. But when you hear the outpouring of love and hope from those people that are directly affected by working with this in our healthcare field, it is so worth, you know, just it's better than anything anyone could buy. You know, just knowing that we're helping them is enough to keep us going.
What do you need at this point, Tricia? What can people do to help this effort?
Right now, we really need people to make the masks. We are working with, we've been given an overwhelming amount of donations financially, so we are actually, my other half of my business, my mom is right now purchasing fabrics and supplies in bulk so that people can use safe practices and not go out and about. They can pick them up from us Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 at Polka Dot Pandas, which is at 201 Huron. We will put together kits for people to take home and produce, and they can drop them off at their tri-hospital EMS stations.
That is fantastic. Tricia, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Paul. You stay healthy.
You too. Stay well. Take care,
okay.
Tricia.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.